Good morning, Life Church Litchfield's Daily Podcast. It's Friday, the 2nd of July. Steve here. We looked at Psalm 1 yesterday with a brief introduction to the richness of the Psalms, and I just want to continue that today with another absolutely powerful Psalm that I'm going to read to you in a minute. But my son lives down in Oxford, and he's on the sort of north side of the city, only a few minutes drive from Blenheim Palace. I love places like that. I love visiting places like that. You know, I could go to the same place over and over on an annual thing just to go and remind myself of the rich history that's there. But one thing that struck me that the last time that I was there, that there are a massive, gigantic tapestries on the walls in some of the rooms that depict certain eras and battles during the lifetime of that incredible place. But the guide was telling us that obviously every so often, because of the age of these things, they have to be restored, which means that they have to very carefully be rolled up. They have to travel. They have to be stretched. And some of the weaving, the tapestry that's perhaps worn more than others, needs to be looked at and renewed, restored, and then sprayed so they might last a while longer. Of course, it doesn't make it brand new, but it repairs it. It cleans it for the next years ahead. Why do I say that? Because God is a God of restoration. That's what he does. Restoring back to us the blueprint of what was lost when sin began to erode so much of the goodness of God in our nature and in our world around. If you know Jesus like I know Jesus, you've received his kingdom into your life, then you know that process is going on right now. It's not an immediate impact. There are changes, and sometimes there are instant changes that we make. But overall, we read God's word, we listen to sermons, read books, and we attempt in response to that to align ourselves with the plan and the pattern that God has established for every human being. And that's the restoration that's going on. There are statements we could throw out in the Bible. I will make all things new was a statement that God made and is recorded. Let me read with all that in mind, Psalm 91. Just listen to this and let it just flow over you. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, or the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe it with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say the Lord is my refuge and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Oh, wow. Psalm 91. Make this a great day as you just rest and recline in the presence of God. Carpe diem.